Good evening, sleep friends. It is Fairy Tale Friday once again, and tonight I'll be reading you a fairy tale from Austria. It is entitled The Golden Pears. But before we start, it's always good to get yourself in a comfortable position. These fairy tales that I have chosen are designed to help you to relax at night and keep those stressful and distracting thoughts at bay. So feel free to fall asleep at any time during the story. However, when lying in bed, try to get yourself in a calm, relaxed, and peaceful state, ready for a deep and good night rest. So let's start with a simple guided relaxation to ease us into the fairy tale of tonight. Close your eyes and even out your breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Remember, longer exhales will help to ease you into a more calm state. Imagine yourself relaxing by a tranquil and peaceful lake. Feel the breeze as it softly blows over the lake, creating tiny ripples on the surface of the lake. As you watch these calming ripples, a smile comes to your face. Being in these surroundings gives you a pleasant feeling that washes over you, a feeling of completeness, a feeling of contentment. The peacefulness washes over your entire body and mind. As you breathe in deeply, you allow the peacefulness to fill your heart. You notice the birds singing among the trees, softly chirping simple songs of joy. Take the time now to release any worries, to release any disturbing thoughts or lingering sad feelings that you may have. Imagine that those feelings are one of the birds that are flying far, far, far away from you. And whatever bad thing that happened in your day, it is time to simply let it go. And now it's time to start with the fairy tale for tonight. There was once a poor farmer in Brs. He had nothing but three sons and a pear tree that grew in front of his cottage. But these pears were very fine, and the king delighted in them. So one day, the farmer said to his sons that he would send a basket of them to the king for a present. So he plaited a nice basket and lined it with fresh leaves, laid the pears on them, and sent his eldest son with it to offer them to the king. The boy was not to take any pears himself, and was told to take care and not let anyone rob him of them on the way either. The boy answered, "I know how to take care of what I have." He covered the top of the basket with fresh leaves and went to take the pears to the king. It was autumn, and the sun struck hot all through the midday hours. When he at last came to a wayside fountain, he sat down to drink and rest. A little, doubled-up old woman was washing some rags at the same fountain and singing a little bit out of tune. "A fair day, my lad," said the little old wife, "but you have to carry a heavy burden. What are you carrying?" "A load of sweepings off the road," answered the boy. "Road sweepings?" repeated the woman. "Well, if you mean it, no doubt it is so." And she went on washing and singing her ditty that was all out of tune. The boy went on to the king's castle, and the king welcomed him at once, saying, "You have brought me some of your father's pears, my boy," said the king, and licked his lips. "Yes, sir." The king was delighted to hear this, but under the leaves was nothing but sweepings off the road. They put him in jail for the offense. The first and second day in jail, the boy blamed the old wife. But as he thought more closely, he saw he had brought it on himself by lying to her. As the boy did not return at any reasonable time, the father said to his other son a year later, "Your elder brother has perhaps pleased the king so much that he has got a great office near him and has become a rich man." The second brother said, "May I give the king a basket of pears too? If the king makes me rich, I will send for you and make you rich too." "Well said, son," answered the father, "for I have worked hard for you all my life, and it is fit that in my old age you should share your wealth with me." As the season for pears had just come round again, the second son plaited another basket, lined it with fresh leaves, and laid several golden pears in it. He carried with him the basket and walked a long way. but the sun was as hot as it had been last year. When he came to the fountain by the wayside on the third day, he was glad to sit down to rest and refresh himself. The doubled-up old woman was there. She stood washing her rags at the fountain and singing her ditty all out of tune. She stopped to talk with him. "I see you carry a heavy burden. What are you carrying?" "A load of sweepings off the road," answered the boy, for he and his elder brother had come up with that answer together last year. "Road sweepings," repeated the woman. "Well, if you mean it, no doubt it is so." She went on washing and singing her ditty that was all out of tune. The boy went on to the king's castle. When he brought his basket to the king, it was filled with street sweepings and not his father's pears. The king's guard hurried him off to jail for offending the king like that, and put him in the next cell to his brother. Another year passed. The father got very uneasy. The third son was thought to be a dull boy and had often been laughed at by the others for it. "If I dared trust you, I would gladly send you to see what has happened to your brothers," said his father. The youngest son said he would go and see if he could find his brothers all the same. "Do you really think you can keep yourself out of harm's way?" said his father. "Well, I will not let you go empty-handed. The pears were just ripe again." So he laid the choicest of the year's stock in another basket and sent him on his way. The boy walked along. All went smoothly, except that he got rather scorched by the sun. So when he reached the fountain by the wayside, he was glad to sit down to rest and refresh himself. The old wife was washing her rags in the water and singing a ditty all out of tune as she patted the linen. "Here comes a third boy with a basket of pears. As if I didn't know the scent of ripe golden pears from road sweepings." "Good morning, little mother," said the boy in his countryman way before he sat down. "He is better mannered than the other two," thought the wife, as she stopped singing to return his greeting. "What are you carrying, my boy?" she went on. "It ought to be a precious burden to be worth carrying so far as you seem to have come. What is in your basket?" "I carry golden pears, and my father often says there are no finer grown in the whole kingdom. I am taking them to the king because he is very fond of them." only ripe pears and yet so heavy?" wondered the old wife. The boy assured her they were nothing but pears and went on in his journey after his rest. When the servant saw another peasant boy from Burz come to the palace with a story that he had pears for the king, they said, "No, no, we have had enough of that. Go back." But the boy was so disappointed at the idea of not doing as his father had asked him to, that he sank down on the doorstep and sobbed bitterly. There he remained sobbing till the king came out. The king had his daughter with him. When she saw the boy sobbing, she asked what was the matter, and learned it was another boy from Burz who had come to insult the king with a basket of road sweepings. The guards asked if they should take him off to prison at once. The boy sobbed, "My father says there are no finer pears in the whole kingdom." "Yes, yes, that is exactly what the others said," answered the servants, and would drag him away. "But won't you look at my pears first, lady? I have brought them all this way for the king. My father will be so sad if I do not give them to him." He seemed so earnest that the princess wanted to see what was in his basket. She removed the covering of leaves and discovered that what he had brought were golden pears indeed. Each was of solid, shining metal. She decided to show them to her father. The king was pleased to see his favorite fruit in gold and said to the boy, "Whatever you ask shall be given. All I want is to find my two brothers, who may hold some great office at court," said the boy. "Your brothers are in jail if they are the ones I suspect," said the king, and commanded that they should be brought. The boys at once ran to embrace each other, and the king made them each recount all their adventures. "You see how dangerous it is to depart from the truth," the king said to the two eldest when discovering what they had done. "You might have remained in prison to the end of your days, but for your straightforward brother that you thought was less than yourselves." Then the king ordered that the tree that brought forth golden but edible pears should be transplanted to his palace, and made the father and his three sons places among his gardeners. And so they lived in plenty and were well content. Thank you for listening to this Austrian fairy tale, dear sleep friends. Wishing you all a very good night. Sleep safely and sleep soundly. Till next Fairy Tale Friday again. good night.